Welcome back to another episode of Afternoon Delight, the Friday edition where we're mad.
Pew! Boom, 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 boom.
Multi explosions on this one. It's Kyle Rush. It's Ben Taylor. And we're going to talk about something.
I think you're more mad than me.
I might be. Because I'm trying to think even where to start here. Not going to say names. Not going to say publications. Not going to say anything to give any legitimacy to the organization.
Or individual. Not necessarily organization.
Not organization, because there are some good Auburn dudes that work for them, but mostly the organization. But, Ben, you've been in the media for much longer than me. I sort of fell into this thing backwards, and it's been fantastic. And I take pride in it. I take pride in not being – like a shock jock or like I don't know, just trying to throw something wild out there so just people will talk about me. But just like being honest about what I see, everything that goes on with the program, how I feel.
When you get things, they're your honest opinion.
Yes.
You're not doing it because you want a headline or you want a click. You just,
I want those, but I want it.
But you're not purposely doing it to get that. You want them, of course, because this is how you become successful. But you're not just making stuff up.
How about this, Ben? I believe the things that I say.
Okay. Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
I'm not throwing stuff out there.
Shade.
That I don't believe.
Yeah.
Just simply to get in the mix. And obviously, if you've been awake for the last 24 hours, you know what we're talking about. We're talking about the articles, the comments that are coming out about the whole camp, you know, out at RTJ and what it's
the soft camp.
Yeah, there you go. Because apparently all of our players are getting pedicures. They're going to the spa and so on and so forth.
John Summerall gets pedicures. He'd probably like being there.
From one particular rider that, just seems to decide, like, it's honestly kind of sad. I want to take this from two perspectives. Okay,
there's a history, then, by the way.
There's a history there. I want to take this from two perspectives. I want to take this from an Auburn media and messaging perspective. And, like, for just to clear the air, this person did not write this article after visiting Auburn. Like, he didn't get the information by access that Auburn gave him. Okay, but when you read an article like that, and you're in the media, okay, you've been in the media much longer than me, so you tell me your thoughts on this. When you write an article like that, that clearly has no other intentions other than to be, what's the best word, Ben? Troll, like, other than just going for illegitimate clicks and rage bait, do you even deserve to have any access? Because clearly it's not in with good intentions, anything that you say in regards to this particular program.
Well, this is – so as a media member, I've called for this for like the last 2 years. This is where this individual has really kind of gotten under my skin for some of the things that they have done, even some of the questions they have asked at – I think a few years ago at Media Days, they did attend that. However, they don't come to Auburn very often. And there are plenty of, it's me and a host of others that have asked the university to pull their credential or just not accept it. If they apply, you don't get it. Now, that is tough to do when you're a public institution and somebody applies, because they immediately come back and they go, well, you gave the podcaster a credential, or you gave this magazine out of South Florida that's decided to cover Auburn a credential. but yet I'm the quote unquote columnist, not beat writer. Keep in mind, this is not, he doesn't have an office up at the, you know, up at the complex like they used to always have. See, that was the cool thing back in the day, is all the beat writers were right there. So they didn't do this type of journalism because their office was inside the inside the complex at the time. They had a media room. They all had their little cubes, and they were there probably 4 to 5 hours a day before they went back home and did their stuff to send off to their publishers and to their editors. So when this guy realized that he could, from afar, poke holes at Auburn and try to just get gotcha moments at Auburn and go down the road of finding, if I'm not mistaken, did a hit piece on DJ Durkin at one point in time, has done a hit piece
that
on...
That was a different writer, same okay. publication. Okay. But I would apply that to this person too.
Yeah.
That particular person too. Although, I'll give him a little bit of credit.
He shows up at games.
He's pretty... I think he's pretty fake, but I think he at least somewhat hasn't completely reached the point of this career where the only time I'm relevant is for shock jock-esque articles. So
yeah.
I don't want to lump him 100% into this category.
Yeah, because he'll do a real article every now and then. He's not trying to.
Yeah, I mean, he weighed in on the camp thing, and everybody knows he has no, I would assume, like zero positive vibes, positive feelings towards Auburn in general. But I thought he was very fair in the way that he covered it, mm-hmm. because it is unique. But anyway, keep going. Sorry.
But I say all that to say this, that we have said as media members, we're sick of it because, you know, we still do in my job and in the radio business, you know, we still do quote unquote rip and reads where we discuss what articles have been written. And that's part of the topic. That's part of the things we discuss. And we don't like you and I are doing right now. We don't like giving this person very much credit for doing
we're
this.
Not.
So it's just kind of like pull his credential. And because this is, if that's all he's going to do is try to slander, even though that's a strong word, especially in a legal world, but if he's going to try to slander the good name of Auburn,
well, let's.
I have a problem with that.
Yeah, it's not even so much of slander because Auburn has not really done anything over the last 5 years to not slander itself. Okay, so Auburn has given plenty of ammo to anybody that wanted to just, if you want to talk remotely negative about Auburn. Honestly, the last 4 to 5 years, that's been the reality. The reality has not been positive. Okay, so that's fine to me if it's fair. Where I lose it is when we're trying really hard to like get every potential story, good or bad, and we're following it detail by detail. And then when people come or people write stuff and it's with nothing but bad intentions. I can give you a really good example. You know, I can give you a really good example. One particular writer that is 1,000,000% an Alabama supporter,
yeah,
came to an Auburn practice to film Perry Thompson. And the only film they took of Perry Thompson, they were there for a full practice. The only film that they posted of Perry Thompson was dropping a pass. Because Perry Thompson was the freshman that flipped from Alabama.
Yeah.
That's, to me, pretty obvious. Like, you, when you come to Auburn, you do not have good intentions.
Right.
That, to me, is when I'm like, I don't even necessarily think you have to have good intentions. Like, you just have to have fair intentions. Like, I'm just going to cover it fairly.
No, I'll give an example, and I will mention this guy's name because he used to be a writer. Doug Amos, who I do the Max Roundtable with on Tuesdays, and he does the Max Roundtable each and every day out of Montgomery.
Yeah.
Doug went to Alabama. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If you listen
Alabama
to
Alabama guy, no doubt.
If you listen to him, he is rooting for Alabama. He attends Alabama football games, not as a media member, as a fan. Doug, however, when he was getting his career started, I guess it was the Montgomery Advertisers who he worked for at the time. and he, because he was a writer first before he got into radio. And they asked him, you can have the beat at Auburn or you can have it at Alabama. And that was right when Coach Dye took over. And he said, I could probably cut my teeth and make a name for myself if I cover Auburn. And so he covered Auburn. And that was one thing that if you go back and you look at those articles from the 80s, he did not have an agenda. You would not know in, unless you saw the pictures of him that he, where he's wearing or got his Alabama diploma up behind him, you would not have known that he was an Alabama guy. He covered Auburn fairly. He and Coach Dye actually used to call each other. I mean, he got on a very great relationship with Coach Dye. As yeah. Coach Dye was good friends with about four or five different writers and basically would call, I mean, would call them and wish them Merry Christmas. And Doug was one of those guys. And so you can still be a fan of one school and cover the other professionally like you're supposed to. And this guy doesn't seem to fall in that realm. He doesn't. There's never a positive story that comes out of Auburn when this guy puts it on paper.
No, no doubt about it. And here's another question, Ben, I have for you, kind of switching gears a little bit. When you reach this point in your career, is that pretty much a sign that it's over?
Yeah.
Is this like your last ditch Hail Mary?
You're trying
you're so to, pathetic as a you're th- so pathetic in your like it's such a pathetic point in your career that what I say, like the news that I report, mm-hmm. is so invaluable to the consumers. The scoops that I provide are so invaluable to the consumers. The information, my opinion, whatever, is so invaluable to the consumers that I have to, in order to stay relevant, I have to write what I wrote about the, you know, Golish going to the Marriott, which, by the way, you know, it's all framed around the idea that going to Grand National is soft because, not because of what they're doing there, but because they have things attached to it,
yeah,
that are not even being utilized. Like it, that he used the word spa very often in that article, as if we're coming straight off of the practice field and going into the sauna, going into the massage parlor and going to get our nails done and pedicures. And it's like, guys, have you been to the training facility? Like, they got the spa stuff there. Like, we ain't going to Grand National for a spa retreat. Like, the football facility has more bells and whistles in it than Grand National does. You mentioned the golf course. Do we think that Byron Brown's going and getting 18 in after practice at the par 3 course?
At night? When they get back in the evening?
They're staying in the facility all day long. And, like, you're literally going – to the hotel. It's a hotel. Like, you're literally going to the hotel to sleep, and that's pretty much it.
They get to the hotel, they do their wrap-up meetings because they've talked about how they've done that, and then you're right, it's lights out. It's go to your report to your rooms. There is a curfew. They don't want to see you grab ass in the hallway and being teenage boys like some of them are still, so they don't want to see them doing that. And they're doing some team building stuff. They actually have got activities. They've gone, I don't think they've done it yet. I think they're going to the movies this weekend after they do full pads on Saturday. I think that's the plan. They've got dinner plans to go out one night, which that restaurant, they got to be licking their chops.
They'll probably go bowling. They'll probably do 1 year, this has nothing to do with Golish, but like 1 year, I remember during fall camp, they went to like play paintball or something somewhere. Like, they'll do stuff like that, but it's the fact that you're making everybody do something a little bit uncomfortable, which I know you might roll your eyes and say, uncomfortable, Grand National. Yeah, dude, you're not sleeping in your own home. You're not going home and getting on the controllers and playing Xbox all night. You're not going hanging out with your girlfriend. You're going to the hotel. You're going to be in the room with some other, you know, other guy, and y'all are going to share a room, and we're going to have some bonding stuff like exercises and testimonies and stuff like that that they're going to be doing. But yeah, it's camp. That's what it is.
It's not a vacation. the article and the written work that we're talking about comes across as they're not practicing, that it's a total vacation. That's the persona it puts off. But you know, you ask it if it's career ending or coming to the end of your career. Yes, I had a gentleman tell me one time that, you know, when you get to the point where you're having to be creative in order to get people to like you and draw attention to yourself rather than the product that you're producing, then you have a problem.
Yeah.
And that is what he's doing. He's drawing attention to himself instead of the publication as a whole, which is what his bosses need him to do. And because if you look online and you look at social, like you said, unless you're just living in a hole, you know what and who we're talking about, they're not sharing the clickable link. They're just sharing how they don't like him and how the headline is terrible and how another hit piece is done. But so it's not garnering the attention that you want. The attention you want is for them to go to your publication and read it and get hooked and be like, yes, these guys know what they're talking about. Instead, they're making fun of you. And there's a couple of different kinds of attention. And the attention that some get where they have journalistic integrity, as opposed to this clown that has decided to want the attention to be on him, regardless if it be good, bad, or indifferent, there's a total different, it's a different mindset. And he should be ashamed of himself, but he's been doing it. It ain't going to change. This probably the negative that he is receiving, blowback, feedback, whatever. That's another thing. You won't respond to anybody. I'll give a couple of the other writers this. When we have jawed at them or I've jawed at them, they usually will respond to me. This guy will not respond. I think I'm blocked, honestly, if I'm not mistaken. Which that's another thing. How you can be a journalist and block people because you want everybody to read your stuff. That's just the dumbest thing ever, in my opinion. But, you know, just mute them. If you don't want to talk to them, mute them. But don't block them. But
I'll say his name. I don't care. I'll give Cassegrain credit. He had something that he said about DJ Durkin a while ago, and he tagged me in it. And he goes, "This is your time to shine. You know, this is your time." In other words, like I know, like I'm on his mind.
Yeah.
because of what happened in the press box.
But I appreciate that. I appreciate taking the good with the bad. This guy has. I've been blocked. I mean, I've been blocked by a couple of different media members, especially on the golf side. So that is frustrating because this guy's doing it for the wrong reason. He's doing it to bring attention to himself, not the product that's out there. And I mean the product, meaning Auburn. I mean his publication. I mean the industry in general. He's doing it for all the wrong reasons instead of any of the right ones.
And because I'll say this, it makes it harder on the AL.com, like the guys that cover Auburn who are freaking awesome. Like Peter, awesome. Like he's at everything. Like he's coming there for the right reasons.
Right.
Like I don't know if he's an Auburn fan. I don't know who he pulls for. He's fair to Auburn. There's a couple other folks that come here and they're for every event.
I will tell you he's not an Auburn fan.
Well, who cares?
That's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't know that.
That makes it even better. I'm glad.
I would not be able to know that. And I don't think you have to be an Auburn fan to cover Auburn. I would not know that because he is 1,000,000% fair. But there's the dudes at the top. Everybody's going to always associate that particular place with those dudes.
Yeah.
And it hurt. I think it does. I think it hurts guys like that are – doing things for the right reasons and doing things the right way. So it's a shame. And, you know, I know that we may have some sensational type headlines and we may say things and it seems like we're overly excited or whatever, but I think for the most part, we're all genuine. Like honestly, everybody that covers the beat daily, I think for the most part, they're really genuine and they're not trying to just go get clicks. And I just, it frustrates me when there's like this superiority, like this complex with these particular guys just because of who they think they are. and I just get to do and say whatever I want to do. And I just don't think that's, I don't know. I'm not for that.
I wonder, I'm interested to talk to him because you and I have talked about this particular guy. You know, he follows me on Tuesdays with Doug Skarbinski. He wrote an article as well in regards to the camp. And he was pro. He was pro camp, pro. This is genius. This is doing something different.
There's no way you can be negative.
And he's a guy that gets known for bashing Auburn.
I don't see people say that about Scarb. And I think when he was actually with the paper,
mm-hmm.
I think he was the most fair in-state guy there was.
Oh, I agree. And the thing is that everybody loves to say he's pro-Alabama. I'm like, well, he went to Florida. His kid's going to Florida. If there's anything, he would be a pro-Florida guy.
What has there been to say negative about Alabama for the better part of 15 years up until now? And in the last 5 years, if you're reporting things honestly, what there hasn't been a ton of positive right. things to report about Auburn. So, I mean, I look at him as pretty fair. Like, since he's kind of gone
independent. I don't
know, since he's kind of gone out on his own, he's sort of become a little sensationalist, but –
Well, and this is a show. This is a show for another day.
Yeah,
I don't like the way he feels about Stephen Pearl.
There you go. Well,
so I do have that issue with him, and I brought that to his. I brought that to his attention. So, but again, you're talking about somebody that, and you're right. I think he's fair, but the majority of people, when you look at the backlash online, they think Scarb hates. They think Skarbinski hates Auburn, and even he wrote a plus piece on the camp and how good this was for the culture and for the program and for Golish to do something different, something that's not being done anywhere else, which is kind of funny because that's another thing. Everybody pretends they know everything about Golish and about Byron Brown. I'm like, well, he's done this camp the last 3 years down at South Florida and nobody said a word about it, but he gets to Auburn and all of a sudden it's a big issue because it's hokey or it's not genuine that he's doing it. And it's like,
or because there's a spa attached.
Because there's a spa. They can – honestly, I don't think they do manicures and pedicures out there. I don't know why he put that in the article.
I'm sure they do. Like, I'm sure that – I know they do. I know they have, like, a spa, like, that you can book. Yeah. I think I've booked my wife some stuff there before. So, I know they have that kind of stuff. But, like, just because it's there, just because they have disc golf, just because they have a, you know, a pool with a water slide, just because they have a –
covered pickleball
just because they have a golf course there attached does not necessarily mean they're taking advantage of those amenities. Like, it's just a hotel room. It's a really nice hotel room that Auburn has a partnership with, that they do a lot of their stuff, and
they do their homestays there now.
There's visitors a lot of times, you know, that stay there as well. So whatever, we spent 23 minutes too long probably talking about this, but I feel like it needed to be addressed.
Well, you've been upset about it, buddy. You need to get something off your chest. What happens when you run into this guy?
I tell you one thing. I'll say it with my chest. I did it at the A-Day game. I'll say it with my chest. I have no problem with it. I'll say this. He's so insignificant, I don't know that I would be able to pick him out of a crowd. So, to me, anyway. So, I don't even know.
Mm.
But, anyway, we're going to get out of here. It's kind of a sad thing to end the week on. It's been a lot of positivity, and now we're just leaving mad.
We're positive he's a scumbag, like some other people in the state. How about
scumbag,
that?
I like it. Y'all have a great weekend. We're going to get out of here. War Eagle.
War damn Eagle.